This is the Dallas Morning News.
Hey there, I'm Dylan Lewis, one of the hosts of Motley Fool Money. Each weekday on Motley Fool Money, we talk through the business news you need to know and the stories moving stocks on Wall Street. On weekends, we dive into the industries shaping tomorrow and host the experts, authors, and executives that understand them. Tune in for insights, a long-term perspective on investing, and of course, stock ideas, plenty of them. To quote a listener, it pays to listen. Check us out and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's Wednesday, February 14th. It'll be a near carbon copy of yesterday with the weather, with mostly sunny skies and a high of 67. Clear tonight with a low of 53. Here are today's headlines. Dallas Fire Rescue plans to roll out a pilot program this summer that could benefit hundreds of patients with emergency bleeding from serious injuries across the city each year. The fire department, which provides emergency medical services to the city of Dallas, intends to start carrying blood on some EMS vehicles in the coming months to speed access to transfusions for patients with life-threatening bleeding from shootings, stabbings, car crashes, and other major injuries. That intervention could have benefited as many as 674 patients treated by Dallas paramedics for serious injuries in 2023, according to a preliminary analysis of data that was presented to Dallas City Council's Public Safety Committee Monday afternoon. Medical research shows that mortality rates increase every minute for people with severe internal bleeding, sending many patients into irreversible shock before they reach a hospital. Decades of evidence from military conflicts, coupled with other medical research, shows that rapid blood transfusions administered by paramedics are safe and can save the lives of hemorrhaging patients who urgently need their blood replaced. Such transfusions have been standard practice for years in other major Texas cities, including San Antonio and Austin, but they remain largely unavailable on ambulances across most of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Nationally, a small but growing number of EMS providers have begun transfusing blood products in the field over the past 5 years. Dallas Fire Rescue is moving forward with the creation of its own blood program in response to Bleeding Out, a six-part investigation published by the Dallas Morning News and the San Antonio Express News back in November. The series found that tens of thousands of injured Americans bleed to death annually from potentially survivable injuries. The investigation highlighted the story of Malik Tyler, a 13-year-old boy who died from a potentially survivable gunshot wound in 2019 after being hit by a stray bullet while walking home with friends in his Pleasant Grove neighborhood. Up next, drivers can expect to encounter various nightly ramp and frontage road closures on Loop 12, State Highway 114, and State Highway 183 through Friday as part of the Irving Interchange Improvement Project by the Texas Department of Transportation. The following closures are also scheduled, weather permitting: the eastbound State Highway 114 direct connector to southbound Loop 12 will remain closed through late February. Motorists should follow detour signs and expect delays. In other news, a Taiwanese electronics manufacturer will bring over 150 jobs to Plano by the end of the decade. Sisgration America Corporation plans to move into a 98,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in the Collin County City's 800-acre Research Technology Crossroads area, as it looks to create a hub closer to its customers and a more efficient supply chain. The company, which was founded in 1977 and has been publicly traded on the Taipei Exchange since 1996, manufactures electronic and motor vehicle parts that are typically rebranded and utilized by another firm to sell. Its customers can be found in the automotive, semiconductor fabs, and data center spaces, among others. Sisgration specializes in products such as Bluetooth low-energy tire pressure monitoring systems, industrial-grade augmented reality virtual reality glasses, and lithium-ion green energy packs. Sisgration's new office is expected to be operational by 2025. And authorities on Monday arrested a woman on a murder charge in connection with the fatal fentanyl overdose of her boyfriend, a former associate judge in Tarrant County, 3 months prior. Grapevine police officers responded November 20th to a home in the 4100 block of Maple Ridge Drive. When officers arrived, they found 47-year-old William Shane Nolan dead in his bedroom, with signs consistent with an opioid overdose. Nolan was a former associate judge in Tarrant County. Governor Greg Abbott signed a series of laws in June aimed at combating the fentanyl crisis in Texas. House Bill 6, which went into effect in September, allowed for people who manufacture or distribute fentanyl illegally to be prosecuted for murder if it results in death. At least one person has been found guilty of murder and a fentanyl-related death in Texas. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.